Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM. Your ray of sunshine every morning.
7:13 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Thursday, the 29th of August, 2019. And Doug Cunningham from the WSJM Newsroom, I was trying to spit that out this morning. I haven't had enough coffee yet. So something that we've been talking about here for quite some time, and it's been going on for a while, is just in general is just bullying. But, you know, with the popularity, I guess, of social media, cyberbullying has been an issue going on for quite some time now. And you had an opportunity to dig into that topic just a little bit more.
Yeah, with students back to school now, the issue of cyberbullying is coming top of mind. And it's top of mind for lots of folks, but also for the Michigan State Police. Before I get into this, we spoke with Trooper Holly Higgs at the Michigan State Police Post in Niles about cyberbullying and about the message that they have. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, just a couple of quick statistics. Over 60% of students who experience cyberbullying report that it immensely impacted their ability to learn and to feel safe while at school. 59% of U.S. teens have been bullied or harassed online.
That's crazy.
And over 90% believe it's a major problem for people their age. So parents, students, school, teachers, administrators, everybody has to be focused on cyberbullying, trying to prevent it, and letting people know that it's not okay and you should report it. So we spoke with Trooper Holly Higgs about all of that and about the Michigan State Police message about that.
If we could just start out about what it is you're trying to say to people as school gets started again with this very important issue of cyberbullying.
So cyberbullying is a big issue that we have, but it's just not anyone posting anything that someone finds offensive. So the definition of cyberbullying has a two-part thing. It includes posting a message or statement in a public medium forum about any person if both of these two things are met. It's intended to place a person in fear of bodily harm or death and expresses an intent to commit violence against the person. And it also has to be posted with the intent to communicate a threat or with knowledge that it would be viewed as a threat. An internet or other media designated or intended to be used to convey information to individuals, regardless of whether it's membership or password is required for the information. So that's any social media, website, email, basically a lot of things are on the internet. It's not just anyone saying anything. There has to be some type of threat.
The school year starting is a really exciting time for everybody, obviously, but it's also a time when people should be more aware of issues like this. So, and this is a serious thing. So if you break this cyberbullying law, what are the penalties?
So cyberbullying at first is a 93-day misdemeanor for the first offense. If there's a second offense or more offenses, it can go up to a one-year misdemeanor. But if they find that there's a pattern of harassing or intimidating behavior, it can go up to either a 5 or even a 10-year felony if there's any injury that comes out of it or even death.
So that's pretty serious. I mean, this is something that parents and students should be taking seriously.
Yes, it should be taken seriously, and it should also be reported seriously. But that's also being said, you shouldn't report because someone called you, you found something offensive. There actually has to be some type of threat.
Yeah, and the law, I mean, it has to be if posted with the intent to communicate a threat or with knowledge that it would be viewed as a threat. So if these conditions exist, if that's true, then it's cyberbullying. Is there anything that parents ought to be doing? I don't know if you guys give that kind of advice. You're just here to talk about the law and about the cyberbullying crime, how serious it is and everything. But in terms of parents keeping tabs on this, it's always a good idea for them to watch social media accounts and know what their kids are doing as much as possible, as long as they can.
Yes, they should. They should have rights to every social media account that their child is on, and every rights to their cell phone, their computer. Kids are not responsible enough to do it, and parents can get in trouble for what their children do. because they are supposed to be in charge of them. So just because their kid decides to do something, their parent can get in trouble as well.
Is this something that should be reported to you guys, or should people go to their local law enforcement in their localities rather than taking it to the state police level if they discover that their kid is involved in cyberbullying?
So cyberbullying should go to the jurisdiction that it's happening in. So if you live in the city of St. Joseph, it should go to the city of St. Joseph. State police shouldn't be coming in and investigating that because that's St. Joseph jurisdiction. We'll handle jurisdictions that people don't really live anywhere or with they don't have a police department. So we saw Township doesn't have a police department. Go ahead, report it to the county, report it to the state. But you need to be able to, you still need to have these social media screenshots, time stamped, all that stuff. Otherwise, if you have no proof, we can't do anything.
Yeah, that's a very important part of this. And also, the cyberbullying law has been on the books for a while, but it's been updated, so people need to pay extra attention to this now so that they're fully aware of what the updates are, and so that they, heading into the school year, they understand what this law is all about and how to deal with it if they see examples of it or if they suspect that it's going on. Is there anything else you'd like to just add as we conclude here, just as your message to parents and students about this cyberbullying law in Michigan?
You cannot take back what you post on social media. So if you wouldn't say it to someone's face, you wouldn't say it to your grandma, I wouldn't post.
Excellent, excellent advice. Trooper Holly Higgs from the Niles Post of the Michigan State Police, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that.
And as mentioned, that was Trooper Holly Higgs, Michigan State Police, Niles Post. We were talking about cyberbullying there, and she's wanting everybody, as students get back to school, to be really aware of this. And Ray, there's all sorts of statistics out about this. 59% of U.S. teens have been bullied or harassed online. 90% of U.S. teens believe that it is a major problem for people of their age.
So what does that compare to? I mean, you're talking about bullying somebody online. How does that compare to bullying somebody in person? Did you run any numbers on that? Is it about the same or less or higher than doing it in person?
21% report being bullied during the school year. That's from the National Center for Education Statistics from 2018 in the United States. So one in five, about 21%, report being bullied, not cyberbullied, but bullied.
Right.
Youth who are bullied, by the way, are at increased risk for depression, for anxiety, sleep difficulties, lower academic achievement. There have actually been suicides, right?
Oh, yeah.
Attributed to bullying and to cyberbullying. And almost all forms of this stuff that we're talking about, this bullying, whether it's cyberbullying or bullying in person, almost all of these forms tend to peak in middle school years. Specifically, sixth grade students have the highest percentage of bullying reported. 29% of sixth grade students report that they're just bullied outright, not just cyberbullying. So we're talking, and overall, about 34%, about a third, a little more than a third of students report experiencing the cyberbullying variant.
So it's a higher number online of the cyberbullying is actually a higher number than in person. And I've talked about this for many, many times about how easy it is. And you see a lot on social media about everything. And it's so easy to sit in your computer or on your phone or whatever and make a comment and just type something online because you don't have to face that, have face-to-face conversation with that person. And so it's so easy for somebody. And I'm not saying that it's acceptable to do this, but it's just easy to do that because it's easy to make fun of somebody if you don't have to face them. If I'm going to pick on you, it's much easier to do it if I shoot you a text message or post something on social media than it is to come up and say something to you to your face.
Of course, yeah.
And I think that's why it's growing or why it's such an issue.
And the comment that Trooper Higgs made toward the end of that interview, where she said, if you won't say it to somebody's face or you won't say it in front of your grandma, then don't say it.
Yeah, your grandma or your parents.
And I know that fights and violence can be a problem in schools too. And that's another issue because if you are bullied and you stand up to that, you could find yourself in a fight, a confrontation physically with a student, you know, two students. And I had to do that when I was in school, unfortunately, in total three times, having to physically stand up for myself and just rejected the bullying that way. But, you know, this is a problem for teachers. It's a problem for parents. Everybody should be really have their awareness heightened. And Michigan school districts are required, you know, to adopt and implement policies now prohibiting bullying, and district policies have to contain key policy and procedural elements under the Michigan bullying laws, including there's a long list of them. But this is something that's a very real problem. It is very serious. And, you know, some people tend to write this off. Oh, it's just kids being kids.
It's just kids being kids, you know, but that's not true, especially if it's leading to, you know, mental issues, or even, like you said, some suicides as a result. And I've said on here before I came here some 4.5 years ago, I taught for a couple of years at a high school back in Minneapolis. And it was just crazy what a disruption it was in the classroom when somebody would post something that was bullying on social media, and how it could disrupt a person or a student in the classroom and how they would react to it. I mean, they could be, you know, they could be thrown off for the rest of the day because they're upset about it. And then, of course, it disrupts into the class. And it's in addition to the bullying part of it, it's a big disruption in the classroom for teachers that are having to deal with this sort of thing on an almost daily basis.
Oh, yeah. And the targets of cyberbullying, the victims, if you will, are at a greater risk than others of both self-harm and suicidal behaviors. Approximately 18% of young people report self-harming at least once, right? And so the suicide, students who experienced bullying or cyberbullying are nearly twice as likely to attempt suicide. Yeah. Twice as likely.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't write this off as just kids figuring out their little pecking orders or whatever, you know, just kids, you know, and they'll always, some parents feel like, well, you got to learn to stand up for yourself. You stake out your ground, stake out your turf, and then everything will be fine.
And that's true. I mean, that's true, really. When you stop and think about it,
It was true for me, especially. And my situations happened in junior high school and the first year of high school back in the day, you know. But luckily, once I made that stand, that went away. Yeah. But report this right away. I mean, if you see it happening. And another thing that Trooper Higgs pointed out that I think some parents are reluctant to do is to really have a handle on your kids' social media and just watch the cyberbullying. So big issue as kids head back to school.
Yeah, starts at home. Pay attention to what your kids are doing. Pay attention to, you know, what they're posting and what they're doing on social media as well.